Hello and welcome to episode 4, the final episode of the complicated, overpopulated, and confusing American prison system. Today's episode will look at prison reform and my personal thoughts and opinions on American prisons and how America can improve the prison system. After watching a mini documentary from Vox called How Norway Designed a More Humane Prison, I began to rethink the designs of modern prisons in America. Halden Prison in Norway has a gym, common areas, and private bedrooms. The goal is to make prison more humane, and they believe the look and feel of a prison should not be a punishment in itself. The punishment is taking away their freedom. Housing and education are in separate buildings, and inmates have to commute daily, which is more like the real world. In addition, inmates have good views from their windows, which helps them connect with nature and helps track the passage of time. In most prisons, the buildings are made from hard materials such as steel and concrete. But at Halden, some prisons are made of glass. Some buildings are made of glass and wood, which are seen as lighter materials and less daunting. The guards live in the same buildings as the inmates, which helps eliminate some of the conflict between prisoners and guards. Designing a prison like this, however, is very expensive, and that is one of the reasons these newly designed prisons are happening in Western Europe and Scandinavia, because smaller prison systems allow for more flexible experimentation. Overall, these prisons are designed from the belief that if you treat prisoners like animals, they become animals. But if you make their experience more like the real world, they'll be better connected to society and the world around them when they are out and ready to leave prison. I believe that prisons in America need to be more like Halden prison in some ways, but I also don't agree with everything that Halden is doing. In my opinion, I think Halden prison is too easy on its prisoners and treats them too well. The prisoners are living with other inmates and have access to athletic facilities and commute daily. It doesn't seem like a prison to me. These people could have committed horrific crimes like murder, and they're living in a place that in some ways replicates community housing. I'm all for prisons that focus more on rehabilitation than punishment, but I also believe the punishment aspect of a prison is critical in these prisoners not committing a crime again. If I were to design my own prison, I'd make 3 main improvements. My first improvement would be to create a system similar to Halden where the inmates commute every day. I think commuting is very important in someone's routine, so adding this to an inmate's schedule will help them adapt better when they get out of prison. In addition, the prisoners are exercising and walking from building to building, which is healthy for them both mentally and physically. My second improvement would be to reduce sentences for drug crimes and minor offenses. American prisons are so overpopulated that the prisoners cannot always receive the attention and help they really need. Reducing sentences for drug arrests and minor crimes would make prisons less populated, allowing more time and attention to be spent on high-risk prisoners who are still dangerous. My third and final improvement to the American prison system would be to invest more money into rehabilitation programs. I believe that, depending on the case, people coming out of prison should be strictly monitored and helped to ease their way back into society. Studies show that if prisoners don't connect with people, find a job, or something to do quickly, their chances of ending up in prison again increase significantly over time. Now, you may be wondering, where will the money come from to be put into these programs? Well, I believe the United States spends way more money than needed on the military. So I think even a small portion of that big amount of money would be extremely beneficial, not only to the prisoners themselves, but for America as a whole to keep the country as safe as possible. To conclude, the prison system desperately needs reform. I think the government needs to take more responsibility in changing the prison system because the amount of prisoners in the U.S. is so much higher than any other country, and the better the prisons are, the safer our societies will be for years to come. Thank you for listening to the complicated, overpopulated, and confusing American prison system.